first of all, Charlie, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Sure. I'm Charlie Allentine. I am a vice president at U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. We manage the IPPE, and I'm serving more in the role of a general manager.
All right. Well, IPPE, this is actually a new name for the show, and that just started last year. Tell me what the combination here is that created IPPE.
We used to be, the show has evolved from the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association's International Poultry Expo. Then, several years ago, the American Feed Industry Association came on board with their feed show and integrated with us. And then last year, the American Meat Institute joined forces with us. And at that time, we changed the name to the International Production and Processing Expo. So we're positioning the show basically to take meat and animal protein production from the farm to the point of sale.
Well, how much has this changed logistically and attendance-wise, the show?
With bringing the American Meat Institute on board, we kind of hit a critical mass last year, and we ended up with over 1,200 exhibitors and about 430,000 square feet of exhibit space. This year we're down slightly. We've got over 1,150 exhibitors and about 410,000 square feet. To put that in a perspective, of all the trade shows in America, this will probably put us in the top 40.
What about attendance? How many people did you get last year? This year, of course, we'll talk about how crazy it's been, but let's talk about it last year.
Well, 2 years ago, we had about 21,000. Last year, we had in excess of 27,000. This year, we were anticipating probably about 28,000. Obviously, the weather has impacted us, but I've been pleased. We had a good first day of the show before the weather came in, and I can't give you any figures as to where we're at now, but I think it'll be a very successful show attendance-wise anyhow. One of the things I will point out is we're going to have between 5,500 and 6,000 international visitors. Fortunately, they came in this weekend. So most of our international visitors are here. A lot of the people that won't be coming are those people that are within driving distance.
Right, and because of the weather, we had a lot of flights canceled, and people who are leaving today and tomorrow may not be. So you may have better attendance the last couple days than you expect.
That's true. It could be a blessing in disguise. You hate saying that. Generally, the last day of a show is pretty meager. But I'm anticipating that our crowd has held up today in spite of very severe logistics getting them to the venue. And tomorrow, actually, I have some buses from some poultry complexes coming in. So it should be a stronger than normal Thursday.
Well, and talking about the logistics, I was here in 2011 with the American Farm Bureau meeting, and the worst winter storm Atlanta's ever had. This is not quite as bad, but it still has affected restaurants, and restaurants are closed. The buses have been having a problem. So logistically, it's been quite a challenge for you, hasn't it?
It has. Frankly, the storm caught everybody by surprise. We thought, yeah, it was going to be a little bit of snow. But one of the things they did is everybody was let out of work and school at the same time yesterday. It created massive traffic jams. They closed the bus system. So a lot of the people who are support staff here actually spent the night in the facility because they couldn't get home. I'll congratulate the city. They kept us abreast of everything that was going on throughout the process, and they're trying to keep things as close to normal as possible.
Well, and as you said, we've got a lot of international visitors, especially a lot of people from South America. I think everybody thought this was kind of fun yesterday, and I've seen a lot of good humor in people despite the bus situation and all that.
You're right. It was interesting to see some of the Latin American visitors outside taking pictures in the snow. We also had a reception at our aquarium last night, and the city made sure that all the sidewalks were clear and provided logistical help in directing. And we brought, I think, close to 800 people to our reception last night. So it was successful.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, I talked to people who went, and it's an amazing, amazing attraction. I want to go sometime. Well, I mean, as far as how this expo has grown, do you anticipate further growth, or can you? You said you got to pretty much critical mass. Can you get any bigger?
I think the way we're going to grow is through the international side. The red meat and the poultry industries in the United States are mature industries. So you're not going to see a lot of growth in number of people who are actually producing the product. But we have a lot of support from Latin America. And we're targeting our emerging markets such as Asia. And while it's not major now, we're seeing activity in Africa, where we're having more and more Africans come to the show.
Well, and because you're really getting into, you know, we've got pork here we've been so poultry heavy, I guess, and we've got a lot of pork stuff going on here. I wonder if that'll help it compete a little bit with World Pork Expo.
We are pushing the pork side, but the show is taking a different approach than the World Pork Expo. We don't want to be a competitor to them. A lot of our international visitors are in both the poultry and the swine industries, so it's a natural extension. Also, North Carolina is among the top of the pork producing states. And a lot of them don't get to Des Moines to the World Pork Expo. So we're trying to draw people from the southeast and the pig side to see what's available.
Wow, that's a good point. Charlie, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I will say that I'll congratulate the city of Atlanta. I know they're taking a hit right now because of all the gridlock, but the facilities here have been great in working with us.
All right, thank you so much, Charlie. Here at the IPPE in Atlanta, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.